Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What is happening in the Druze community in Syria is very, very concerning. We wanted to try and get a little bit more information about this. As the Syrian conflict once again simmers near Israel's northern border, questions are emerging not only about Israel's military preparedness, but also about perceptions. We wanted to ask Israel Meydad, who's a commentator and an author, about the latest there. Very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you are well. Can you just give us a sense of the Syria, the region, the area, and why this is so important?
Well, look, first of all, we have the Druze population in southern Syria, in the Suwayda area, the town of Suwayda, the area around it. And I've been looking for pictures and videos to be updated. And I've seen some horrific military action against them. Not only that, but I've seen people having their beards shaved off. And especially for those of us who are Jewish listening in, this recalls something that happened 80 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's the way any minority should be treated. What is happening is that Syria is in flux. A former ISIS, Daesh, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. them, Islamist jihadist, took over the country, promised not to be that ferocious and militant. There were two and a half massacres under his regime. One a couple of months ago in Latakia of the Alawite population, and now in Druze. And people should understand, especially with the Druze, we have a very powerful Druze population minority here in Israel, and we promised them that we would not allow them to undergo the fate of other minorities, including in the past Jewish minorities in other places in the Middle East and the world. And so Israel is intervening.
And it is. And how is it going? Like, what do we know about the activities and the success thereof?
Well, that area, for those who have us longer memories, has always been a hotbed against the regime of Bashar al-Assad, the previous president of Syria. So it does have a background, can I call it that way, mm-hmm. of being an oppositionist area, a population that demonstrates, a population that does insist upon its rights. And it seems that the majority Sunni Muslim Arabs are not going to deal with this in a normal manner of exerting control without killing people, raiding and invading villages, towns. This is very dangerous, not only for Syria, but for the region as a whole, because as hopefully most people know, there are other minorities in that area. We have Turkmen, Circassians, Kurds, and others. Mm-hmm. And this area of the Middle East can easily break apart into very small groups. And if they can't live together, Israel, of course, also feels threatened, not only because of it wants to protect minorities that are faithful to them in a certain sense, but we don't want countries breaking down. You have Hezbollah in Lebanon, and you have other minorities in Syria. It's not very good for stability.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any form of movement towards stability? We see that Donald Trump is pushing to try and normalize the U.S.'s relationship with Syria by removing sanctions, pushing Syria towards the Abraham Accord.
Well, look,
is this realistic?
And no one will forgive him, no one will blame him for not trying. But if you try, knowing the fact that there is a background, there is a history, there are other elements that come into play here. And most Westerners, if I haven't said it before, I'll say it again. Most Westerners can understand the Islamist extremist ideology that moves these people. We saw it a decade ago what it did to the Middle East. It's always bubbling under the surface, and it can't be allowed to get out of hand in Syria. And it'll hook up either with Iran on one side or Hezbollah on the other, or don't forget we also have Jordan just south of the Syrian border. We don't want anything happening to Jordan. So Israel must be on the guard. If it needs to use military force to stop tanks and other things like that that are coming into these areas, it will do so and has done so.
What about the leadership? We spoke about the fact that he is a past member of ISIS or Daesh, whatever you want to call it. There's definitely an attempt by media to sanitize him. What do we know about his real intention?
We can only guess, because he's not wearing a suit. He's not wearing military fatigues. And we hope that his contact with the West, he's been in France and other places, and people have been in contact with him. He's been invited there. He's been invited here. Will it change him? Hopefully, yes. But we have to be on guard. And if he does something wrong, if he tests the water, so to say, trying to take over the Alawites and then after the Druze in such a brutal fashion, he must be stopped immediately. This cannot get out of hand.
In other words, it's a cautiously optimistic approach.
I'd say it's a very cautious, pessimistic approach.
Okay, fine. I'll go with that for now.
But I'm not the head of Israel's government or the army. Right. I just hope for the best.
And of course, as well, as you've mentioned a number of times, for the well-being of the Druze community, who are being treated absolutely appallingly. It's just incredible how those images of the shaving of you know, like that, to me, somehow, maybe it's because of generational trauma, that we're just so horrified by that. Yisrael Maydad, thank you for that. Educator, columnist, media analyst, and activist, talking to us about the Syrian situation, bringing us some context there. Love your thoughts, your reaction, 061-895-1019.